is a black Toyota Avensis. At the emergency exit, please move the vehicle immediately.
Have you ever been the driver of a car who's been called out over the tannoy?
No, because I'm not an idiot.
It's never, I've never been either, but I can safely say that if I was and I realised that's my ridge, I mean, I'd leave it a good, 5 to 10 minutes before I actually left, because I couldn't handle the shame of being the person who gets straight up.
Tell me this, which would you rather hear, in that you're blocking an emergency exit or that your car is on fire?
I mean, the car being on fire is much less embarrassing.
Isn't it? There's less shame with your car spontaneously combusting than there is blocking an emergency exit.
Look, like, however, your car is on fire.
Oh, God, that's terrible. You get the sympathy.
Yeah.
But if you're called out for your car blocking an emergency exit, God.
You're just a fucking idiot.
This is the set of What Is the Punchline. What sort of farm animal goes, ooh?
Like a posh cow? I don't know.
A cow without lips.
Oh, for God's sake.
Go on, try and say moo without using your lips.
Yeah, I can
ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Ooh. See? Cow without lips goes, ooh.
If we're gonna go with some animal jokes for
a
while.
Also, may I add, a cow from the inner depths of the north.
Regional cow impersonations. Thank you for covered.
Sorry for interrupting your joke, but I thought that was important.
No, it's all good. So I don't have a pet dog now.
Oh.
And kind of one of the reasons for that is, years ago, had a dog. Dog was called Minton, and the dog Minton ate all my shuttlecocks. So I had to say, bad Minton. I got him. He likes that one.
God damn it.
He does.
God damn it. Oh. Damn it, I was thinking too hard and I hadn't my guard up. And now I don't even know where to go.
Don't worry, I think that's the highest standard one I have for today, so you'll be suitably disappointed with the rest of them.
What do you call a fly with no wings?
A land?
A walk.
Oh, for God's sake.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
Advice for you.
Yeah.
Don't ever, whatever you do now, don't ever spell part backwards. Because it's a trap.
Heard that one before. Sorry. What do you call a sheep on a trampoline?
I don't know, but I want to see it.
A woolly jumper.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, that's good. I like that one.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your slight.
Did I tell you about the time I got kicked out of the secret cooking society?
No, you never told me about the time you got kicked out of the secret cooking society.
Well, it's because I spill the beans.
God, I don't know where you've got these today, but you've improved significantly.
Thank you.
Round two of the pond game. Good man, Tommy. How do you do? Why could Tommy never live in China?
I couldn't tell you.
Too many red flags.
For God's sake.
Tommy, this is for you.
If I was only more smart and up to date on my knowing my flags,
yeah,
got that. Dara's been in touch as well.
Hi, Dara.
My wife just found out I replaced our bed with the trampoline. She hit the ceiling.
I get a slight nose laugh.
Right, okay.
Why did the turkey cross the road? Asks Luke.
The turkey? Okay, new spin on things.
To prove it wasn't a chicken.
Oh, for God's sake.
Didn't see that coming.
I actually didn't.
I ask you, Fionnuala, what has five fingers but isn't your hand? My hand.
Oh, for God. No! Oh, we started off so well. So well.
You love it.
It's just don't lie to me.
You love it.
Oh, don't know who sent this in, but it says my teachers told me I'd never amount to much because I procrastinate so much. I said to them, just you wait.
Ah, yeah, suppose.
Not even a nose laugh did that get.
No.
What
do a pair of skinny jeans and a 1-star hotel have in common?
No
ballroom.
I do like that one. You've just swooped it back up again. Can we do any better than that? I think we should leave it there.
I'll try this one.
Okay. This is a risky one now.
It is. And it, by the way, before we start this, this is not factually correct for the process of the joke. This is what I'm telling you, okay?
Right.
I have to state that.
You have to clarify.
It's tender times at the minute with COVID misinformation.
Right, okay.
Did you see that Finland is going for a zero COVID strategy? They've closed all of their land, sea and air borders. It seems no one will cross the finish line.
That deserves it. That deserves it. Yeah.
We'll leave it there, so.
iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and Fanula. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.